Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
The Morangi diamond fields are among the richest in the world. They've been widely linked to human rights abuses and have reportedly been a source of revenue to win support for President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. But despite this, the Kimberley process has stopped short of expelling Zimbabwe from its certification scheme. Now, a report by Global Witness claims that by turning a blind eye to alleged abuses, the Kimberley process has effectively condoned a system that has swapped military control of the diamond fields to the establishment of joint venture companies. Companies which allegedly break Zimbabwean law and which reinforce a system of patronage which Global Witness claims facilitates state looting. An investigation into the joint venture companies revealed a lack of transparency and also the presence of dubious individuals who've been arrested in the past for diamond smuggling. The report concludes that given Zimbabwe's fragile coalition government and history of political violence, the Zimbabwean authorities are simply exchanging one form of criminality for another.